turunduse täht.
This time my team was providing a candidate that was rather interesting. It was an Estonian PR bureau who won an award, and something they call its international PR Oscar. So it's difficult for me to understand what's the level, but at least they tell that it's IPRA Golden World's Award for Excellence 2016 competition. Sounds great. And the company is Estonian Alpha Omega Communication. They won first prize in their own category, and the picture here is that you see it seems really very important, looking at the nice girls with a sheikh probably somewhere in Arab countries. And the campaign for what they won the award was about Estonian, or not Estonian, it was a Scottish businessman who wanted to enter Estonian market with new buses. And the company was called Superbus. Have you heard about them?
No, never.
No, never? Okay. And it was a very good PR, let's say so, because they were really, kind of, people really noticed them. And all the market was afraid. The new bigger company is coming. A competition is coming. There were a lot of reaction to that. The market leaders dropped the prices in order to be competitive. A lot of things happening. And the PR strategy was about, I would say, about frightening, actually. Telling that the big competitor is coming, the competitor will slash all the prices, so you can go from Tallinn to Tartu for €1 or something, and the nice buses. And then it was a lot of things going on. Finally, they entered the market, and they managed to be here, I don't know, less than a year, I would say. And then they just left. They decided the market is too competitive. The market is too small. And they took all the buses with a good PR show to Finland.
Wow.
I don't know. Was it a planned end or not? But this was the campaign. So very interesting. They comment here also that they are the ladies from the company, that they are very proud for what they did. And somehow they are a bit sad also that in Estonia no one noticed them. They tried to win Estonian award as well, but they were not even in finals. But in international market, it somehow was better result. So this was the candidate from our team for this week. What do you think about this case?
To come into a market, which I guess is very mature already and has been there for a long time, it's normally quite high costs to enter the market. And what surprises me is that they, as you said, that they kind of put on a very big campaign around it, and they wanted to take over a lot of the market share. And then suddenly, when they've had that kind of big entry cost, they decided to leave. And it seems very, very, very special to me that you haven't done enough market research, etc. And as you said, that they said that the market wasn't big enough. And as we're talking now about the mature market, that's why I'm a bit surprised that they later complained that the market wasn't big enough. And it must have been, I guess, quite costly for them to do this campaign. So I must say a bit surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I do think that during the year when they were here in the market didn't kind of drop. It grew a bit. Mm. Thanks probably also to all the kind of emotions and discussions around the bus market in Estonia. But it wouldn't be a surprise for anyone. You do your business plan and you calculate how many people are there and then how much from the different bus lines you can have, what the competitors do. So it probably wouldn't be so difficult to calculate. So I think that it's a good case study maybe also to analyze and to learn later on that what went wrong, what were the things that they didn't realize were that difficult or that surprising, because it wasn't the first foreign market. They are rather successful in Poland, in Finland, I understand big in Scotland, so surprising case. But PR was really good. We all remember the super bus, the big red buses, yeah. Probably expensive also during that time, but unfortunately, yes. Such a case. So I don't know. What do you think? Would they be worth receiving the award for the weekly marketing action? Of course, the campaign was done a bit longer before. Or what do you think?
Maybe it would be a good to give them something at least to, after this. But what I thought about when you were mentioning this, I mean, the interesting. Dialogue about designing the market, and I think that's I know you're a very innovating country here in Estonia, and defining the market in general for, I mean, as you're so many innovative products, that must be sometimes quite tricky as well to calculate, and obviously, as we said, now it's quite sometimes quite high cost to enter a market and developing, and I think the whole topic is very interesting, especially for Estonia.
Absolutely. And on the other side, when I think about the case, actually, maybe taking a bit different strategy, wouldn't have been maybe not so profitable. They tried to go really to the most profitable lines and really to the very direct competition to the competitors. They really tried to kind of hit them. But if you would have gone a bit around, a bit longer distance, maybe they could have won a lot. Because there is one strong bus company who is kind of setting standards for the whole market, but all the others are far more behind. And in general, imagining having two big competitors on the market, someone doing some lines, the other one the others, probably there had been place for both of them. And really the competition shouldn't be taught the biggest competitor, but probably kind of trying to swallow the smaller ones and try to really build an efficient business there. So, of course, probably the buses should have been smaller, lines more flexible, but I think that that really the market had won, and Estonia as a country had won from the competitor if the strategy has been built a bit differently, in my mind.
I totally agree, and as you said as well, that they were kind of successful in other countries already, that one approach would have been as well to try to provide longer bus lines to Poland, for example, etc., and how to connect more countries if they were already successful.
Yeah, absolutely, and to build from different angles. So I think that the bus case here is a good case about strategy, really, and I would really like that as both you and me are kind of teachers and trainers, so that it's a good case study for students to understand how to build a strategy and what the really kind of opportunities you have and how to choose something. From the PR point of view, I think the work that they did was really great. And that's why I think that really the company who did the PR, they succeeded really well. So, we agree that the PR company will get the award, the bus company, unfortunately, won't.